I'm George Walker. Sophie Treadwell's Machinal at IU's Wells Metz Theater is a skillfully told, grim, dark story of a young woman so beaten down by society and the failures of life that her only alternative is to murder her way out. The drama of the nameless young woman played by Abby Lee was inspired by the 1928 story of Ruth Snyder. Snyder killed her husband with the aid of her lover, Judd Gray. She was tried, convicted, and died in the electric chair. Playwright Sophie Treadwell covered the trial as a reporter with the New York Herald Tribune. It's through the eyes and ears of Abby Lee's character that we experience this weirdly expressionist play. In a production where actors play many roles, she plays a single one. Scenic designer Jeremy Smith's basic set is of a maze of muddy black ramps. Taut sets of strings lit by Darian Brimberry connect and frame the space. It looks a bit like the inside of a harp, but inventive sound designer Tony Story always keeps things on the edge of song. As Machinal opens, the young woman drags herself into an office manned by a staff that seems as mechanical as the machines that they work with. Their actions are staccato, and Jared Smith manages to work the phrase hot dog into every utterance. The exceptions are the wonderfully self-confident and overbearing boss George H. Jones, J.C. Hemphill, and the flirtatious telephone girl Elise Chase. Lee is clearly beaten down, depressed, and not in sync with the office. In a monologue, she streams the words of her servitude over and over. Later at home with her mother, Glynis Kunkel Ruiz, there's a coldly unsympathetic lack of communication and a battle that seems to have been going on forever. The young woman's painful-to-watch wedding night with Hemphill skirts the edges of date rape. Her postpartum depression is fueled in part by Berkeley Goings as a too-cheerful nurse and Caleb Curtis as an overbearingly superior doctor. Some years later, in one of the most satisfyingly complex scenes of Machinal, the slightly reluctant, though nicely dressed young woman, is dragged into a speakeasy by the eager Chase. Chase's too slick married boyfriend, Nathaniel Kohlmeyer, introduces the woman to Joshua M. Smith. The young woman is particularly interested in him when she learns that he killed two men in Mexico. The focuses shift nicely while Jared Smith, as a silently efficient maitre d', works the room. Sex is in the air. Reed Henry is wooing a young Connor Starks with Amontillado, and Kaylee Howland is being talked into an abortion by Felix Mirbach. Chase and Kohlmeyer depart, while Lee and Joshua Smith begin a flirtation and an affair. Though her lover expresses some reservations about their long-term success, and the scene drags a bit, it's the first time that the young woman genuinely smiles, seems to be having a good time, and almost frolics as the two make love. A set of those tightly stretched cords relaxes, but director Nelson has a caution. He calls every episode a prison. This one is the prison of false hope. Buoyed by the possibility of love and appalled by her marriage, the young woman bashes in the skull of her sleeping husband with a bottle of rocks from a flower that her lover gave her. In the courtroom scene, Felix Mirbach is her jerky and ineffectual defense lawyer. Nathaniel Kohlmeyer is the relentlessly prosecuting attorney. The scene's meant to dramatize the protracted beating that the young woman continues to receive from society, but it's a bit hard on the audience as well. Director Nelson's title for the final episode is the ironic Prison of Mercy. Reed Henry appears as an ineffectual priest, walking about intoning what may or may not be scripture. The young woman is prepared for execution, and it's the huge shadows of everyone thrown on the back wall that amplify the final scene and the electrocution. Sophie Treadwell's Machinal, directed by James Nelson, with scenic design by Jeremy Smith, costumes by Justin Michael Gannaway, lighting by Darian Brimberry, and sound design by Tony Story, plays February 23rd through March 3rd in IU's Wells Metz Theater. I got an early look at the tech rehearsal. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.